Grand Rising, everybody. Natalie here, back from vacation. This is probably my third time trying to do this podcast. It's okay. We're having some technical difficulties, but that does happen. And that's what I love about this show is I am not going to hide all of that. We have technical difficulties sometimes. That's part of life. So talk about, being on vacation.
Good morning.
Oh, good. Good morning. And so very glad that Pam was able to, support down for us while I was away, because, I was saying that, it's nice having a partner and someone who can support you, especially while you're away, and kind of pick up the slack maybe, or allow others to take a break. That's always nice. Absolutely. To have a partnership, as you could take a break. Somebody takes a break, right. Somebody picks up, the other person takes a break, someone picks up. Partnership is the way to go. If you can find the right partner, that's another thing. Got to make sure you have the right partner, because sometimes partnerships don't work out so well. But then there are people. You're just like, wow, this is awesome. So, and it's been an awesome journey so far, and very grateful, honestly, for that.
Very grateful.
Yeah. So we kind of want to talk about the new year, and like I was saying, good morning, Dad. Like the new year, and not to be too cliche, right? Because everybody talks about goals and everything, and it's kind of cliche, but I love it. I'm going to tell you this. I'm just going to say this. I love the new year. I'm going to tell you why I love the new year. It's because there's this perpetuated energy of like new beginnings, like everybody. So it's like I ride the wave of all this big heightened energy of new beginnings with everybody. And yes. It's at an all-time high because the new year is always like this like new refresh, like where we're going to refresh, and so I'm like, man, everybody's doing it. That's the time where I'm like, everybody's doing it. I'm going to do it too. Okay, the only time. No, I shouldn't say the only time, but one of the only times that I do that. So to ride the wave. But I think what we want to talk about in this kind of episode is, really a reflection of your life. Even the past year, maybe even past years, like, do you accomplish truly what you want through the year? And we know that we reset at New Year's. A lot of people do. Now, people in other countries may not. So for those who maybe don't reset, if you do have a time of year where you reset, you can kind of reflect on that as well. And you can reflect on, are you actually doing the things that you set out to do for that year, and kind of reflecting in why or why not, and what's going to help you to maybe project or set up some goals that you can actually attain in the future. So I think that, we kind of want to do that, and maybe reflecting on our life about what we've done. And I can talk somewhat about our travel. So you go ahead, Pam, tell me how you feel about the new year and reflections and all that, and the importance and significance.
I am super excited for the new year. This, I think 2023 was one of my best years, honestly. I've had so much personal growth. Just like, it feels like 1,000 cycles of death and rebirth alone. This whole like metamorphosis of like shedding the snake of the skin and really coming into this dragon energy has been a huge theme for me. And for the Chinese, like New Year, we're in the year of the water rabbit. And I feel like water has even been like such a symbolism. We've had so much flooding where I live. There's just been so much water, so much rain. It's been absolutely crazy. And so like water itself has been a massive theme for this year. And so I like to spend this time of like reflection and then stillness. And we're actually going in for like the Chinese New Year coming up in February. It's the year of the wood dragon. So again, that symbolism of like the dragon and whatnot coming back. I'm really like tapping into that more, because I feel like with the hero's journey, right? That whole alchemy part of like the dragon within. And it's really not about like slaying and killing the dragon, which is very symbolic for the ego, but it's about like really, like holding on, like holding on at the neck and like riding the dragon, not grabbing like the tail, which I've, John, who's on there with me before, like that's something he was talking about. It really like helped my perspective, understanding it in a new way. And so it's like, yeah, I'm not just like killing the dragon all the time, but I've like tamed it and we have a partnership. And like, so that whole like personal, self-enrichment and growth, I think is a huge, huge theme. And so like you said, it's the shedding of like, what were my goals? What were my intentions? What did I really truly want to create for myself? And where did I find success in that? And where did I find, you know, what maybe felt like failure or just not in a vibrational alignment any longer and needed to be let go of?
Yep.
And I will say, I've noticed this when we look at like the structure of the universe and how like we're all on this journey together. I feel like December going into January is also a massive graduation stage. So like, did you have self-mastery over like your lessons and your emotions and all of those things this year? You know, did you really, right? Like if you were in high school, did you pass your courses? Because right now I feel like a lot of tests are happening, like those final exam phases where it's a culmination of the whole year. So it almost feels really intense some days of like this energy of like the universe just trying to figure out like, are you graduating come January to the next level, or are you repeating cycles and phases because you didn't learn and you didn't heal the karmic stuff? So now it has to replay again. And I feel like I have definitely had another year of mastery and I'm ready to graduate.
Yeah, I like that. No, I like the analogy, and it's cool because like, so in Kung Fu, obviously, you know, we do, I do Kung Fu. In Kung Fu, you know, we're going to be going, well, they're going to take a trip to China. I don't know if I'm going to go on that trip. I certainly hope I can. We'll see if I run into some money, you know, I'm going to manifest the money comes and then I go. They do talk about the dragon, and in China, they're actually very auspicious and they are not evil. Yes. You know, no. the dragon itself, and it was depicted, and I think this happened over centuries, but it was a very magical, mystical creature. And so I think it was our fear of what they might look like. Yeah. It's kind of like when you're looking, it's like the gentle giant, right? Where you're looking at this thing and you're afraid of it. But when you actually face it, it's actually this kind creature that's magical and there to help you. So I like the idea of you saying, you know, riding the dragon rather than fighting it or slaying it. And that's not, I don't think that that was what right. dragons were for. They, in Chinese mythology, they were very magical, mythical creatures. And it's kind of cool that it is the year of the dragon. You know, what does that mean or bring in? I kind of like the idea of you like evolving from, okay, so I'm going to make a reference to something kind of funny. On my travels, I travel with two younger individuals who are into Pokemon and they catch Pokemon. But you know, it's funny because these creatures that they catch, they evolve, right? And so that's kind of what I saw, is this evolution of maybe this baby Pokemon, which was the snake, and this evolution, and at the end it's this big dragon, right, that you evolve over time, and that's what it becomes. So that's kind of the visual that I got. It was like, oh yeah, it's kind of like evolving your animals and maybe shedding it, but also evolving it and moving into the next chapter, right? Because you're like, well, I mastered maybe the snake. And because of that mastery of the snake, now it has evolved into the dragon. And now I'm learning how to maybe ride, and I might slip and I might fall off and I might not be able to hold on, you know, but I'm learning to maneuver this evolved part of myself, because it is a part of you, into this like, you know, thing. So that's kind of, I got this visual, right? I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. How it's all connected. But also, you know, like you said, shedding and mastering and graduating, and like that analogy as well. Like, you know, are you graduating into life? And these are great coaching questions for people. Like I thought about like, wow, those are pretty powerful, you know, questions to ask individuals. You know, like even our audience, like really those questions I thought were, I'm like, wow, that's a really, like that would have been a really great coaching session. I'm like, now I'm thinking about it. Am I graduating? And I think so. You know, I think the mastery of your life where you're shedding old stuff. And for me personally, shedding things that don't serve me and really tuning into my body. I think that has been a big thing for me is really, because I do a lot of body work already, but I don't know that I was really listening to the cues intently and purposefully and really understanding what these cues are telling us, right? Like the connection to the body for me is the mastery part where I'm like, my body right now at this moment, I have anxiety. Why am I getting anxiety? What is surfacing? Why? And where is the actual reference point of that anxiety, right? Where is it cultivating? Mm-hmm. Where is it coming from? And really, honestly, when I disconnected and traveled, and this is why I highly recommend people travel and get out of their comfort zone or get out of their own little bubble and spaces, because you start to see the world from a different perspective, right? There's a whole world happening out there. In our microcosm world that we live in, we get so trapped up in it. Sometimes it can feel like a prison where we do perpetuate these patterns over and over again, and we don't know how to get out of them. Travel kind of pulls us out of it, right? We're kind of forced to see life from a different perspective because people live different everywhere, right? Yep. I mean, they're pretty much the same. People are pretty much the same everywhere, but they also live very differently, and you're experiencing different cultures and ideas and all this. Different ways of the world. And I realized that, you know, the anxiety I have to let go of, and why am I having anxiety in parts of my life? And am I paying attention? And I wasn't, like, I was afraid to let go. And that's a big part of it. And, you know, letting go is the hardest part, and really being honest with yourself. But as soon as you let go, it's funny because you're scared to let go and you have all this anxiety, but then once you do, all these opportunities arise.
Right.
So it's like, it's really kind of, right? It's crazy because it's like you said, it's like you evolve into this, you evolve from the snake to the dragon or whatever when you let go, when you just let it go.
Yeah. Surrender, just surrender and let go, trust the process. We really do just hold ourselves back and stand in our own way out of fear of the unknown, for sure.
Yeah, and it's mostly surrender. So I think I like that idea of like graduating and stuff, and I know I am, and I'm completely shifting my life. And so I think that's a lot of what I think our listeners say is like, are you, like she said, are you going back to kind of repeat the same patterns? Which I feel like repeating the patterns is like Groundhog Day.
Yes.
And it's like, you know what I mean? Nothing is changing. You just, no matter what you do, you wake up and it's almost the same day. You know, obviously there's some little tweaks and stuff, but it's like just you're repeating the shit.
Yeah.
Excuse my language. Over and over and over and over again. And what are you doing to completely shift that and change it? Like, what is the lesson? I just watched a movie about this. Like, it was a Christmas movie, a cheesy movie. And I was like, oh, I just want to watch some cheesy Christmas movie. And it was about that. She keeps waking up. So she hits her head. It's like Groundhog Day, right? But she hits her head. She keeps repeating the same day, and she's not getting the lesson. So that's the big piece is like, what is the lesson? And are we learning? Because until then, we're repeating the same day pretty much, you know, almost not to be, but pretty much, right? And so are you learning those lessons, and are you moving on and creating something new? So I know for myself, I'm like changing everything, the way I eat, the type of workouts that I do, where I am committing my time and energy, what I want to focus on, really fully focusing on my own divine purpose, which, you know, I feel like I've been in this kind of a dual reality where I focus on my mission and vision, but still have this other life of work that I do that it's not totally connected. Right. It's kind of connected, but not fully connected, right? I'm like, well, I can make the case that this is good work, but it's not my full purpose. You know, it's a, it's not my life's purpose.
Right.
So trying to transition to my life's purpose fully. Right.
And I feel and that understand too, that. For sure. Yeah. And I think that's part of, where we've talked about like the whole, you know, in the past spiral dynamics and again, like the paradigm structure, like where old systems are collapsing and we have to be the like way showers and the leaders of like new paradigms. And we have to be the ones to like create these businesses and create these spaces and communities because it's not there. And so we're the ones that are like struggling because we're breaking out of old systems while trying to like pave the way. And there's no roadmap and there's nothing, there's no like terrain built, you know? So we're just blindly like going by heart and passion and trusting in the process that it's going to provide for us. Right. And it's going to lead the way to help others. And yeah, it's a lot.
I know it is a lot. It is a lot. And so I would say, like, if I reflect, oh, there's something that I do. And then that I do every and I do this to kind of set me up for the year. And it's called a living vision statement. And I learned it when I was doing my training for coaching and all that kind of stuff and taking all my trainings and all doing all the work and stuff. And it's such a powerful tool to do at the beginning of the year. And honestly, I don't – so, you know, people talk about manifestation and putting their intentions into the world. It's a little deeper than just intentions, right? It goes into, like, who are you as an individual? Mm. Like, what is the essence that you're bring to life, right? Like, what are you trying to breathe into existence from your own soul, your own being?
And right,
I sit with this every year and I just redo it. And literally what I do is I spend a lot of time doing it and then I just put it away and I don't even look at it again. Yeah. And the funny thing is that when I go back to it, I pretty much get all of those things done on my list. And, you know, there's some things that's like, no, I didn't get that done. I didn't really... But the majority of it actually happens. And so I think with resetting the new year and then to reflect back, it's a really good tool to go back and reflect and say, well, you know, what did I do? Did I, because a lot of it is like, well, it's not necessarily like travel obviously is a big part for me, but a lot of it comes from like being loving, being kind, you know, being generous. Sharing wisdom. And then from that essence, how did it play out? And sometimes I'll be like, well, it didn't show up this way, but it showed up that way. And maybe it's even better. But it is a great tool to use in, you know, and kind of going back and reflecting, not just a bunch of meaningless like goals that are like, they're very grounded in the essence of the soul and purpose and
absolutely
and who I am. Individual, rather than just like these goals of like, okay, then I'm, you know, I'm gonna go on a trip and then I'm gonna spend time with my family and then I'm gonna, but why are you doing it? What is the what is the essence that you're bringing to the experience? Like, what, you know, what is it that you want to experience? And what is the essence behind it? So and going back and reflecting, so do you do any kind of like anything for the new year? Like, what's your process for the new year? Do you have one or do you not do one?
I do. Like, I don't really do the New Year's resolutions at all, but I will, like, I love to journal. So I started reflecting and reading, like, the journals from this past year, especially looking at, like, April when we were having eclipses. And that's when I was noticing, like, the snake. I was really recording, you know, a lot of the snake and the dragon stuff that I was going through. And so just seeing like the symbolism coming up repeatedly for like the whole year, it's like all these little small things that, you know, you forget about and you record like, oh, wow, this energy is like, you know, it was like the portal of the eclipses and it was really intense. And it was really like I was in that, you know, pressure cooker state where it's like getting the coal to be the diamond. And it was like, you know, a lot of transformation. And luckily, like by writing that down in the process, even though I'm just getting out thoughts and emotions and energies I'm feeling and situations with people that are playing out, like to be able to go back and reflect and read that stuff, you know, months later, and it allows me to really almost read it like analyzing it, and I can, you know, I'm not like swept away in the motions or what I wrote in the pages. It's more like looking at it like it's a research paper and being able to be like, oh, I was channeling this energy. Oh, I feel, and you know, I like, it's like building a puzzle in a way and just seeing it bigger. And I really love vision boards. So I really do like make collages and will put those, you know, up on my wall or my altar and really like try to hone in, like you were saying, on like what are my true like passions that I feel like are soul-based leading me, you know, where I'm supposed to go. So like for me, it was, you know, graduating and stuff with the masters. That was a big one that I had on a vision board. And we did that this year. And so as like, you know, looking back at all of those accomplishments and successes, and I really think it's a time to celebrate and honor ourselves of like what we have gone through. And like, I feel a lot of pride right now. Very just proud of myself. And so I'm just like really honoring myself and loving myself. And the heart chakra has been a massive like learning experience alone just the past couple of weeks. I'm really like tapping in more to my heart and seeing and understanding like the vibration of love and what that really means and what that really does to the ego. And so it's just really sitting in stillness and reflecting, and whatever creative, you know, intuitive expressions come naturally that allow me to enhance that.
Yeah, I like that. I love that. I love that you like the journaling. I like the idea of like journaling. I, you know, I've tried to get onto journaling and I don't know. It's not my thing. It is not my thing. Sorry. I have this nagging cough. It's so frustrating. But yeah, the journaling piece, what I like about what you said is the themes that show up, you know, like you're able to kind of track what kind of themes are arising, and then you can relate them to like, what does that mean for you in your personal life? What does that mean as you move forward? What does it mean? So I think, you know, and trying to figure out what these patterns are in our life. If I think the cool thing, here's a couple of things I think for mastery, for those listeners, if you really want to master your life, there's a couple of things that you have to learn to master. One of them is the patterns that are set in your life, because I feel like we have been sort of, it's kind of like the soul's map, right? Like there may be like a map of our soul and we don't really know, like our ego is driving us. Yeah. Like our ego was programmed a specific way, which is
absolutely,
it's more of like an automated patterning, where our soul doesn't have, it does have an automatic patterning, but it also allows for choice, which is interesting. It's like this two-pronged thing.
Right.
But the ego pattern,
right,
sometimes are like the personal development or ego development, or how are you progressing within that? And you can kind of find out, well, how was I programmed? What are the patterns that program me? And which ones do I want to keep and which ones are hindering me from progressing? Then there's the soul that you listen to, which the soul does not, like in a lot of the research, and I kind of agree with, the soul doesn't give a shit. Like the soul's here to do its purpose. And, you know, how far close part of the soul is an indication of kind of what's going on in our body and stuff like that. So anyway, the patterning, right? If we can get on board and understand the patterns in our life,
yes,
then we can start to understand how to shift those patterns, create new patterns. So if you can master that, you're ahead of the game. Two, if you can master time. Time is the hardest thing to master at this point. And that's because it's the gold. It's the elixir. It's what everybody's been looking for, right? They talk about the Philosopher's Stone. They talk about the you know, the gold and how they were trying to transmute, or the alchemists. The alchemists really honestly weren't looking for gold. They were looking for time. They were looking for more time. They were trying to create more time. They were trying to understand how to master time. And so, you know, if you can learn to master those two things in your life, well, then you're going to live your life purpose. You're going to live your journey. You're going to, you know what I mean? You're going to experience all the things that you want to experience, or your soul wants to experience, without all the noise and pollution and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot harder than it sounds. In words, it's like, yeah, that sounds great. And then you go try to apply it. Of course, that's a whole other game. Right? You have other actors and other people, and then you have, you know, all this other stuff that you're like sort of facing. The hero's journey.
Yeah. It's a very intricate web for sure. And that's the thing, because like you have to have like self-mastery of emotions, right? You need to be able to learn to self. And I talked about this in the episode when you were on vacation, but like self-regulating your nervous system as well as like the mental space of the brain, right? Because the brain is already wired to experience through the negative. To experience everything through the negative. So like you have to rewire your brain. And this is where we know like mindfulness comes in so we can like experience the positive. And so for the ego, it depends how the ego is wired and programmed. If it wants to surrender, right? If it wants to put in the work, if it wants to do it. And if it just likes the pain. Like a lot of people keep themselves stuck because the ego thrives in like the pain. It thrives in that negative space. It doesn't know anything else. It wouldn't know how to be happy. So people would rather cause themselves self-suffering by not letting go and holding on to things. And that's not going to get you anywhere. That's just going to keep repeating the cycle. You're just going to keep bringing in like the karmic lessons that you're not learning. So the universe is just going to like, okay, I'm going to turn it up a notch. I'm going to make it harder for you this next round. And so then you like feel like, oh man, like the universe is really kicking me further into the ground and burying me. But it's you doing it to yourself because like you won't shift. And you know what I mean? And that's where self-love comes in and like the heart space of compassion for yourself, forgiveness for yourself. You know what I mean? And yeah, it just, it's a day-to-day for sure journey that there's no real roadmap to. You just, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It is. And I feel like the patterns, again, those movies, I think are very helpful to understand kind of what we're talking about. Like just watching, you know, what I can't remember the name of the Christmas. Well, people have watched Groundhog Day. It's a common one. It's the same thing. And you see that he's not learning. So he just has to keep repeating. He's not getting it, you know, and he's trying. And the funny thing is like, even as you're watching the movie and you're watching the character, you're like, he got it this time, right? For the first time you ever watch it and you're like, and he wakes up again. You're like, wait, I thought that was supposed to be his lesson and it wasn't, right? So you're kind of like trying to figure out, well, what is the lesson I'm supposed to learn? Because sometimes you think that's it, right? You're like, this is it. And then nope, it just shows up again. And you're like, oh, what is it that I'm supposed to be learning here? Like, what is the true lesson? And then I think if people sit with that and truly, truly reflect on that, you know, it might take more times. You might think you had it and you didn't. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. And sometimes we have to cycle back again to get like deeper to the root of it because we only, you know what I mean? Like you're only given what you can handle in a situation, even though it feels so overwhelming, you know, and stressful sometimes. Like, it's what you need in that moment to go through. And so like, so sometimes it will repeat because like you got to hit it away again. And the thing too, like that's so, is such a blind side to us and our perspective and our understanding is all like the karmic stuff, right? All of like you said, that soul, the soul's intentions, the soul's lessons and growth. We're dealing with karma. We're dealing with past lives. So all of these themes are playing out and recurring now. And we don't understand and we are not going to understand because we're not meant to and we're not supposed to, you know, like some things have to remain a mystery and an unknown. And that's again where the trust comes in and you just, you know, do the best that you can or whatever and try and figure out, like you said, like where is it that I did or did not grow and evolve and learn or, you know, move forward.
Yeah. And you have the reflection and that's why I think it's good to have a process. Like, you know, everybody has their own process, but I think come up with a process. I think, you know, for the listeners, come up with a process. It doesn't have to be for New Year. I definitely like New Year because I was born in the United States and that's what we do. Right. And, And that's so I ride the wave of that because everybody's talking about it here in America. So I'm like, hey, everybody's talking about it. Now, is it resolutions? I do. No. Yeah. I do, like I said, I do a living vision statement, and I call it living, and we call it living because it is a living document. It changes, right? It's not just this static thing where it's like, oh, I have to do it exactly like it says on this paper. No, you know, life happens. Things change. That's the way it goes. But life is, you know, life is crazy, man. It takes us a ride. It's like a roller coaster. So it's like this. Let me tell you what life is like, okay? On my vacation, my friends wanted to go to Disney, so we did. And we're standing in this line, and we're in the kiddie land, or I don't know. I don't know what land we're in. We're in a land where the kids go. And so we're standing in line, and, you know, it's this Avengers ride. So I'm thinking, well, there's a bunch of kids. It's going to be like Ratatouille, or, you know, it's going to be one of those rides. So we get on, whatever. I don't know what to expect. Standing in line. Finally, we get in. They lock us in. Like it's going to be a roller coaster. And I'm like, what am I getting? I did not know what I was getting into. And they take off and it's pitch black. So I don't know if we're going up, down, around, upside down, what is happening. It just took me for a ride. And I was blindsided by it. You know what I mean? And I was like, it was I love roller coasters. I've done millions of roller coasters.
Oh, like, I love them.
I've been to all Six Flags in Chicago. I've been on the biggest roller coaster. I've done everything, but I wasn't expecting this. So I can tell you that it was the craziest roller coaster I have ever been on because I thought I was going on a kiddie ride. And then I ended up in the pitch black going down a million miles an hour. You know what I mean? And I'm like turned upside down and all around. And I got off and I was like, I was not expecting that at all. Like not even a little bit. And so, but that is like life. We just jump into stuff and then it just takes us for this crazy ride. And we're like, what the hell?
Right.
Like what just happened? So that was like, so I feel like that's a good like kind of analogy for life. You just stepping into the dark and you don't know where the hell you're going. Right. You just
absolutely.
For a ride, those are the unknowns that you said, and you just got to trust that you're going to come out alive. Because I was like, I'm going to trust that I'm going to get through this right, has to end eventually. But it was a trip, and it was, I mean, it was fun. And afterwards, I was like, whoa, that was kind of cool, you know. But yeah. I think it's like how life is in general. I think when we're done, you know, another thing that I was thinking on the trip, right, we did go into the catacombs, so in Paris.
Yeah, my daughter's been there.
Yeah, so apparently I didn't know this, right? Because I don't follow like all this stuff, but apparently Paris was eventually going to fall. I guess they were extracting limestone from it, and so the city was going to collapse, and they didn't think Paris would be there anymore. So they had to figure out what to do. So of course these engineers came up with an idea of how to keep the city up from falling and crumbling. Anyway, they had to excavate and dig these graves that were nearby. They know what to do with the bones. So obviously they put all these bones underground. And so the catacombs are just like, there's just millions of bones and skulls are laid out and stuff. So, you know, for those of you who know about it, I didn't know about it. I just, you know, I didn't know about it until I went. And so going under there and just seeing all of these skulls and all these humans, I'm like, holy Jesus. Yeah. How many people have come before us that are now just bones. And then my friend said something pretty interesting. She's like, isn't it crazy? These people all once had names and now we don't know them. Right. And I was like, oh. I mean, like, I just like thought about it. I just let it sit for a minute. And I'm like, that is going to be me. One day. I am just going to be a bag of bones. And it's just going to be bones. Like, it's just to me. So I'm like, so now you really have to think and honor the fact that we have this cool experience. Like it could be the roller coaster ride and it could feel like hard times and it could feel very draining and sad and all these pressures and all that. But if we can see the silver lining and realize that we only have a short amount of time before we're a bag of bones, you know what I mean? Like enjoy the roller coaster if you can, you know what I mean? Sometimes and part of it's like the letting go, right? Like I couldn't control that I was on this roller coaster. I was already on it. It was already going. There was no way off. I had to go through. I was like, in order to get to the end, I have to go through. And I wasn't expecting that. You know what I mean? I was like, oh my God. I kind of was like, is this ever going to end? Because I kind of freaked out. And I've been on a million roller coasters. So, you know, we go through these experiences in life. And some of them, like you said, there's unknowns. We don't know. We have no idea where it's going to take us. And we can't control where it's going to take us. We just got to sometimes surrender and let ourselves just go through the ride. But also find the silver lining and be able to appreciate the beauty, right, of some of it, of being able to move forward. Because the reality is eventually we're going to be in the catacombs. You know what I mean? We're eventually going to be bones, you know? It's like we're going to be bones one day, you know? They preserve us. No, I mean, I don't know if I want to.
No, I've definitely been in cemeteries and like looking at gravestones and seeing names and dates. It's pretty like omniscient. And then it's like, I've also kind of been like, I wonder if any of those were like my past lives. Like, you know, is there one of these graves that I was that person or something? Like, I don't know.
I know, isn't it? But that's why if we can master our patterns in our time, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we could look back and, you know, be proud of, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, you know, but just be proud of what we've done for ourselves and how we've moved forward. Even just being, like, I think sometimes we want to just make this huge impact. I know I do. I guess I'm reflecting on myself. I want to make this big impact on the planet. You know, I want to help people. I want people to thrive and live purpose and enjoy the world that they live in and see the silver lining and remember the beauty of this world. You know, and reality is it's like we have this, you know, can you be proud of just yourself and what you've done? You know what I mean? It's like, did I touch a life? Hopefully I did. But did I touch my own life? You know what I mean? Like, that's the question. Like, most people are trying to touch others' lives, but did you touch your own?
Right. And you're in a relationship with yourself.
Were you able to touch your own life and live your purpose and fully experience the beauty of your magnificence? Like, your specific magnificence, your specific journey, because everybody, which is weird to me, this is another thing that really trips me out about just humans and life, is that we're all the same, but we're all different. Like, we're so unique. We have our way of thinking. Right. There's not two people that think exactly the same. You know what I mean? There's always some difference. And to me, that's a trip. You know what I mean? It's like all of these minds that are just circulating the planet that have all these different kind of ways of thinking and ways of the future world and different perspectives. Like, I know there's a bigger pot of like, we all have this connection to kind of seeing things the same way, but it's all unique to us, if that makes sense. And it's like, you know, like green or blue, does blue look the same way to me that it does to you? It might not, and I will never know that, right? I can't live in your body. I can't live as you, but I live as me. And I think that like, such a beautiful thing if we can really tap into that. So I think we forget those things as humans, right? I think we kind of, we get bogged down in like maybe comparison of others or, you know, feeling like we've maybe haven't done what we've wanted to do or fell short. And the thing is it's never too late, like ever too late to do the things that you want to do. And that's why I say ride the wave of a new year. New beginnings. Whether it's the Chinese New Year or the American New Year, whatever it is, fall or the spring. Yeah, so it's just beautiful. So I think, reflecting on the past. So, and I'm just curious, like, what do you feel, like, what do you think your biggest accomplishment this year was? Like, do you feel like you got done that you're, I know you said you shed your skin and stuff like that, but like, what were some pivotal moments for you that were like,
well, I would say, okay, so on the human ego side, definitely like graduation, because I had, you know, I was supposed to graduate like a year and a half prior, and I decided no, like, you know, there's more in this program that I can do. So finally, you know, yes, graduating was a beautiful, beautiful, exciting moment. I turned 40, so like that was a pretty big one for me, like to kind of look at decades, like the themes of the decades of my mm-hmm. life and everything, and look at where I'm at now and where I'm going. And like you said, it's this point of legacy. So mm-hmm. it's like that transition where like I want to create, like I've done so much intentional healing and work for myself for years that now like I am ready. Like all of the things that I had to overcome and deal with, you know, I'm ready now. And I know like going forward, I can accomplish those bigger life goals. Definitely like working, you know, with you, it's coming up on a year at the end of January for us when like you had just sent out an email, you know, to all of the students and was like, hey, I'm going through this liminal transitional space and like ready to have to spend the new year. And we kind of know when we're in that cocoon phase, like you feel stuck and you're shedding the past and you don't know the way forward. And I remember like I was the only one, I think, that really responded to that email in a lot of ways and was like, yeah, I could use some support. Like I'm here for you. And we started creating, you know, work together. That led to us creating like the LLC business. So that was a huge, huge cross for me into like the business world, rather than, you know, kind of relying on like public schools, even though I'm still in the school. Because we're still, right, like I said earlier, we're still in that in-between phase. But like, yeah, just being able to do like card readings for other people for the past year as like freelance work out of a metaphysical space has been beautiful. Like I just feel like I've learned so much about energy, like my, like you were talking about earlier, when you're connected to your body, right, and you're finally listening to like all of the clues and the symptoms and the things of your body. I feel like our program helped me with that a couple years ago, and so now it's been like this connection that grows stronger and stronger. And so I've been reflecting on how I feel the vibration, the frequency of energy, right? Kind of like Tesla had said, you know, if you could understand those concepts, you could unlock the mysteries of the universe. And mm-hmm. so that's something that just continues to grow with my self-awareness and my conscious like development. So I'm so excited about that. Like this massive storm that we just went through, all I could feel was the energy of the storm. And I was in like anxiety and overwhelm and chaos while trying to like ground and stand in the storm and let the wind blow through me, and very rooted and grounded like a tree. And again, letting the universe, right, like cleanse and purge my aura, my energy field. And so I think it's this relationship that I have with myself and other people that have formed this year, like my healing community with the plant medicine. That's been amazing. I have so many beautiful friendships out of that I never really had in the past. I feel like it's been a bridge. I've crossed into servitude where I've been able to be that servant leader and help others. And I've been able to have a massive amount of healing and growth that I ended a huge chapter. And I've crossed over looking at like my myth story. Again, mm-hmm. it comes back to like Inanna, which I know I've talked to you about. Mm-hmm. And recently it's finding myself once again, right? When she goes through these seven gates of the underworld and she has to strip off articles of jewelry and clothing. And then she's, you know, completely naked at the end and killed on these meat hooks by her sister, which represents the shadow part of us. I have been in this stage of completely feeling raw and naked while letting go of everything that has naturally aligned with me this year, that I was really afraid because I never had these experiences of this kind of community and people and friendships and business partnerships. So like, you know, all these things I've wanted that now finally aligned this year, that I was really like, oh my God, I don't ever want anything to jeopardize or lose this. And as like down by the river, putting it, you know, in baskets and letting it all float away, that where I was naked and had nothing left. And I found mm-hmm. nothing but joy and love and comfort and peace in that. So that's kind yep. of been a little bit all over the place with my answers, but like it, like I said, it was a really beautiful year for me. Like I honestly don't even want it to end. I'm just hoping it will continue to roll into 2024. Because I feel like even though I had challenges and lessons to learn, there was so much beauty that it outweighs anything that would have felt any kind of overwhelm or negative. That, or maybe it's just I've grown so much that the ego doesn't see it that way anymore.
Right, right. And you've evolved. And that's another thing. It's like, and that's that. What an awesome year, right? Pretty powerful to see all of the development and all that kind of stuff, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then to be able to move forward with that. But, you know, and it's like, well, what's next, right, for the new year and stuff? And also the patterns, like you said, like shedding that, letting that go. And I like the idea of, like, stripping stuff naked. Like, I'm one of those people who literally will get rid of everything. Like, not just, okay. You know what I mean? I'm like, I shed stuff all the time. So I'm not a hoarder kind of person. And sometimes I feel like walking away from everything altogether and just starting from ground zero, because it's so nice, like, to rebuild, right, something new, right, and just start all over again, and not hold on to things or people and cling to them.
Absolutely.
But it's cool because then you end up standing there with your own self, which is
and
the beauty of the world, right?
Can learn it.
Sorry, say that again. What did you say again? Sorry, though.
Oh, sorry, it was breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It was Hermes and his technical difficulties. Mercury retrograde. Oh, goodness, it's cutting up. So I'm sorry about that. No, I was just...
So you could go through the list? Is that what she said?
I think so.
Oh, okay. You said something and I was like, I didn't hear what she said, but that's okay.
It was all cutting in and out. Sorry.
It's okay. Anyways. sorry. So, you know, what a beautiful year to have and insights. And that's why I feel it's important to have some sort of a process in place. And I think for the listeners, that's kind of, you know, saying, hey, do you have a process in place? What is your process? And are you able to develop something that helps you to sort of reflect on, you know, the year, not necessarily being so attached that everything that you write down or want to happen will happen, because, you know, sometimes those things aren't for you anyway, right? And it's just being able to have sort of a template, it's kind of like with the nutrition stuff that we do. We give our nutrition clients a template of what to eat. And we tell them, if you want to get 100% of results, follow it 100%. But that's not realistic, right? Most people are going to go and have a treat meal, and they're going to maybe have a donut one day because that's what they want. So, but if they can stick to pretty much the template and then they go outside of it, they're going to pretty much hit the result. They're going to get the result. They're going to hit the goal. But as we know, life is very different. And life throws a bunch of different wrenches at us. It, you know, throws us all this stuff, right? It's like the roller coaster. You don't know which direction you're going to go in sometimes.
Right.
But if you can just know where you want to head and what you want to work on, and then you have a way to reflect back, you'll see that you're pretty much on point with what you want to do. And what you call into existence will show up, right? But not everything. Right. That's why these manifestation and people talk about money, and I'm like, they're missing the point. It has nothing to do with money, it has nothing to do with having riches and all this stuff. The stuff is not the end goal. The end goal is for people to truly understand how powerful they are internally and the wealth that they bring to the world. So they're trying to cling to wealth. And so it's like backwards, right? It's like some people think that the wealth is how much they can accumulate, or how big their houses are, how whatever they're driving. That doesn't determine your wealth. Your wealth is you. You are the wealth.
Right.
You yourself are the wealth, right, not the things that you have. So it's like, and it's a hard concept to like wrap your mind around.
Absolutely.
But when you can understand that, when you can understand that and tap into the abundance, you don't need millions of dollars. You don't need all the things. In fact, you don't want to cling to your things because it becomes a weight. It weighs you down. And I don't know that people really get that either. Like these people that have mansions and stuff like that, you know, they'll be like, oh, they're in this luxury. They're in this whatever. The reality is they have a lot of things that they're clinging on to and can't let go of.
Absolutely.
Because as soon as you rip them that, they don't know what to do. And actually our professors had a story. I remember it was Bruce, or I think it was Bruce, was talking about a friend of his, because obviously they're connected to, you know, what's going on, like these professors and these well-educated individuals who are trying to figure out, you know, if something major were to happen, like for instance, war or hurricanes or whatever they, you know, the food system, the food supply, you know, all these things, if everything hit at once, like the perfect storm, these individuals were wanting to know what to do. Like, what's the plan? Like, how do we, you know, and they don't know. They don't know how to survive. And his answer was, be more kind to each other. Like, that's how we're going to get out of this, by loving each other. And they didn't want that answer. That answer didn't suffice to them. They wanted to know, do we build an underground bunker? They were looking so mechanistic, right, to how to solve something that's an internal thing. But when you start to learn that you're the power, you are the magical thing, you are the worth, you are the value, you are this wealth. Mm-hmm. You know, when you realize that you are the wealth, your things don't define you. You don't need all of the bells and whistles. And that's why you can rip anything away, right, from that individual, and they're fine with it. They're not attached to the things. Those are the ones that will survive. And they're the ones who end up surviving. And that's why it's like you become richer when you're able to let go of these things. It's just this tricky thing, but we are the wealth. You are the wealth. And that's a hard concept for people to think. They think money is going to make them wealthy, and that's what defines them, right? Not at all. Not at all. And I think the more we start to recognize that we are this beautiful energy that's like trapped in this vessel, right? And then we can find our magnificence and our beauty within this vessel, that then we can start to, see the beauty of the world and then co-create with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Co-participate, create, you know, without feeling like we're bogged down by this mechanistic world that's been created by them and whoever they are. You know what I mean? The them. It was a group of thems. It wasn't just one person. It was a group of thems or whatever. So I will say them. But I
definitely agree. And
I feel really good.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, like, along the lines of like self-worth and the value and all of that, right? I think when there's like a void on the inside, right, and we can't feel it on the inside, we look for it on the external. And so that's why we go to like all these materialistic like items trying to like fill this void and make us feel good and happy. And I would really say, like, that's the solar plexus, the chakra right above the belly button. And that is a massive chakra that I've dealt with time and time and time again over the years, because it does deal with self-confidence, self-worth, boundary setting. And so, and like your inner power, if you think about like the gut and the stomach and, you know, that fire within and all of that, the solar plexus being yellow, like the sun, and so, like, I would really say, like, when you have self-esteem that's very low and no self-worth and you don't see any value, like, you're dealing with blocks in your solar plexus. And so by working with, you know, studying, you know, what the solar plexus is and, you know, doing practices, and there's, like, so many resources and tools available, but, like, that would definitely help shift people into a place of empowerment when you give your power away to others, especially around lack of boundary setting, which is, you know, something I massively had to learn a lot in my own cycles over and over, for sure. So I do see like that just resonates with me so much when you're just talking about that, because I had very low self-confidence and self-worth and didn't have strong boundaries and allowed a lot of, you know, things to happen that could have been avoided had I really believed him. And that again ties back into that dragon within that, you know, that empowerment of who you are and loving yourself and knowing like you deserve, right? It's all abundance, no matter what. It's just energy. It's not about money exactly. It's just tapping into the frequency of abundance and realizing like everything you have around you already.
That's correct. That's correct. And then where you're putting it and stuff like that. So I think, you know, people just, they get it back where they think, oh, well, if I have $1 million or if I win the lotto and, you know, a lot of those people who end up winning the lotto and stuff end up worse off than when before, you know, prior to, because, you know, that's another reason why for me, like I always tell my sister, you know, I could have, you know, been famous and went and I could have done entertainment and, you know, I'm a very entertaining person. Like I, you know what I mean? I was always the entertainer and I, you know, I'm, you know, I sing and I was like, I could have done Broadway and, you know, all these things and I'm not a quitter. So I know I would have rose to the top, but at the end of the day, really, honestly, who is like, I always thought, well, I'd rather have meaningful relationships with people that I know, you know, these people don't know who to trust and they can't even, you know, they compromise, they sacrifice something in order to maintain that status. When you think about these quote unquote people who run into a bunch of money or are even famous people and stuff, they don't have privacy. They've given up that it's a sacrifice, which really doesn't make sense to me why they get upset when the paparazzi's all over them. Like, you already know what you're giving up when you become a star. That's part of your job, because people are gonna start to follow you and you're giving that up. So why are you upset? You chose that road, that path, but you do have to give something up, and people don't see that side of it. You don't know. I wouldn't know who to trust, right? Like, how many these people have issues with trust, because now they're like, are these people around me because they love me or because they want something from me? You know, right. So we are sacrificing something, but we don't see that side of it. You know, we only see the glitter and glam and glitz, right? Which is not even true.
Right.
Who they are as a human being, because they have to deal with all that stress and you know, all that stuff. And they can't just go out in public as a normal person. Like, they can try to be incognito, but if somebody recognizes them, it's over, right? So there's these other parts. Then you have the people that are highly, highly, highly rich that have to maintain their manipulation, have to constantly, and you, when you see them, they don't look healthy. So they usually sacrifice health to keep that going. There's sometimes you'll see people that are healthy. Oops, I think Pam just got off. But you'll sometimes see people who are healthy, who are, you know, successful. But usually they're compromising something. There's always a compromise for everything. And so we just don't see those things, or maybe don't think about them, right? And let me see if I can get you, Pam.
Okay.
You're back on. Okay, good. So yeah, so there, it's okay. So people compromise, right? So there's always this sacrifice that has to be made, you know, and people don't see that. When you're not sacrificing or compromising your soul purpose, your life will take a completely different shift. And a lot of it is like getting rid of those individuals out of your life. You have different friends. It's scary because people no longer can relate to you. You're trying to be your authentic self fully. And, you know, some people don't really, they want you to be an image of what they think you should be rather than who you really are. And they want you to change to be part of their mold. And, you know, so it becomes this hard thing to truly take. Yeah, to take the path of a spiritual, what I call a spiritual warrior. You know, I call it a warrior. That's the archetype that I carry, is the spiritual warrior. Yeah. And to to take that path is not easy, right? You're sacrificing some things too, to be able to do that, right? You're letting go of some things in order to do that as well. And it's not comfortable, right? So you're getting rid of some of the comforts and stuff like that in life as well, yeah. to hold that up. So, you know, and I think, how it ties into the new year is that really getting to know yourself, come up with a process. Like, I highly recommend that for, you know, the people that listen to this, come up with your own process, come up with something that's going to help you, to reflect, to look at, to see the patterns, like, you know, Pam journals to see her patterns throughout the year and how she can, you know, move forward from them. I do a living vision statement to project kind of what I want my year to look like. And then I go back and see, you know, how much of it actually was I able to accomplish and what I didn't accomplish and why not, and what patterns held me back from perhaps not being able to accomplish those things or letting go of the idea of it because it's not for me, you know? So there's all these different ways that you can do it. You do a vision board, you can do all these things. But I say have something in the process to help guide you, get you a little closer to your authentic self, right? So, I mean, and that's kind of, yeah, that's all I have to say. I can say one more thing is, like, I had something that I do is I have these bucket lists, right, that I've done since I was young, and I always get them done quickly, so I have to make a better bucket list. I think something a little maybe more challenging, but I just recently did something that I've wanted to do since I was a kid, and that was, like, go to Venice and ride in the gondola through the waterways, not the streets, because they don't have streets there, but to ride the gondola, right? And I was able to do that. So that's something off my bucket list that I can say that I accomplished. And I always tell people, go for it, because you only live once. You don't want to look back and say, I wished I would have, could have, should have. Just get that's it awesome. Done. Just do it. Just do it. Go for it. That's what I do. I just go for it. And everything works itself out. Surprisingly, that's how the universe absolutely. Works. Somehow it just magically falls into place the way it's supposed to. So I highly, highly, highly encourage you to just go for it, right? Just go for it. It's such a beautiful trip. 21 days trip. So
that's awesome.
Go for it. Do the thing you want. Yeah. That's how I'm going to end. Do you have anything else to say?
No, just the 21-day thing. Like, yeah, that's what I did when I went backpacking through, like, South America alone for a month and did, like, all these bucket lists and went to Machu Picchu and all that. But, I would just say know that what's meant for you will align. You know, we have like you said earlier, there's free will, there's, like, destiny, you know, the soul has its own purpose and all that. So again, it's just surrendering and trusting in the process and knowing that's what truly is meant for you will come to you. But on the other hand of that, it's the ego's illusion. So even just like when you were given, you know, that symbolic idea of, like, right, like, what it looks like on the outside for, like, rich celebrities and whatnot. Like, it's all an illusion, right? It's all its own system that's in place to manipulate and twist and make us kind of think, like, you know, whatever, that makes us, you know, follow them or want to, like, you know, have this part of our culture so dominant, honestly. But at the bottom, you know, the end of the day, the bottom line is it's all illusions. And, like, strip through the illusions. Look at where your ego is creating, like, false realities and false ideas, because everyone is on a different reality. You're on a different vibrational wavelength. So, like, that's another thing. Just surrender and let go and trust. That's all I really have to wrap up with.
That's good. Get on a ride that you don't even know what it is and then just let it go. That's what I did. Yeah. Just kidding. Yeah. That's my thing.
Right.
Stand in line, get on some ride, you have no idea what it is, close your eyes and just let yourself go.
Right.
And who knows, maybe it'll be a gentle ride or maybe it'll be a roller coaster. Right. Anyway, funny. Huh. So all good. And I think we could perhaps continue on this, but we're not going to see you before the holidays. So for those who do celebrate the holiday, happy holidays. I know there's a lot of holidays going on. It's not just Christmas, but there's Hanukkah and all these other whatever other holiday. I don't know what holidays are coming up. But you would know.
Kwanzaa is the day after Christmas for a week. Yeah, we got the New Year. Hanukkah, yeah. I think that's all I know about.
Okay, that's it. Well, there you go.
So, oh, wait, the solstice. Yes, for us pagans. Hello. The solstice is on Thursday. Yes, I've got my candles anointed in oils and engraved, and I'm going to be doing candle magic after we go to Disney on Ice. my family, we're all going on Disney on Ice and stuff. But so celebrating the solstice, right? We are going to stand still in the darkness. So like literally embody that. Please embody the darkness. Don't push it away or be afraid of it. Like embrace it and find the light in the darkness and honor the solstice. Yeah.
Wait, honor the solstice. And so happy holidays to those who are celebrating all the holidays. Right. If we missed any, sorry. You know, I don't know all of them. Maybe I should. But definitely enjoy the holidays. We won't see you until after Christmas, looks like. And then we'll have a new year coming up. So maybe we'll give you guys some tips and tricks on, you know, setting up your new year for, you know, moving forward. But we love you guys. Have a fantastical day. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you later.
Yeah, so great to have you back, Natalie. Yay. Onward and upward.
Yay. Onward and upward. Salud. Bye-bye.
Bye.